All right, Larry Brooks. Fuck, you guys won Daytona, man. We were talking this morning. I asked you. I said, hey, I don't remember any Larry Brooks Daytona highlights at all. And you're like, I think I won a heat once, and that's about it. Yeah. Well, now as a manager, you won again.
Yeah. Josh Hansen. Yeah. Josh Hansen won. Yeah. I think Chad won one time with me.
Okay, and McGrath 18 times.
McGrath two times.
Okay, that was it. But, okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's it.
It's just a special thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's surreal to win Daytona. I mean, it's just such a highlight on the schedule, and then to win it is something super special. Yeah. I think for anybody.
Yeah. I got to admit, I got a little worried. Webb was doing his thing. It was less than a second, I think, at one point, and I'm like, oh boy.
Here we go.
Yeah.
And
man, I mean, Webb did make a mistake, but full props to Kenny for.
I am so glad nobody can hear me on the radio. Okay. I mean, I knew that little sucker was coming, dude, and it was, the ball was in Kenny's court. Yeah. I mean, when he was in fourth and Cooper was right in front of him, it was up to him. I mean, he had to pick the ball up and run with it, and he dove inside, got Webb, and then went up and got whoever, Anderson. Yep. It's like just went to the lead right away, and I was like, okay, let's see what happens here. And Webb kind of kept putting attacks on and would close it up, and Ken would kind of retaliate and pull back out, and Webb would make a mistake or something. Like, it was just one of those things, like, you just needed to put solid laps in and see what happens.
His line through the sand, he was going right to left, and then on, you know, and railing the outside, it was beautiful. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. He came up with that in the heat race. Like, we hadn't filmed it. We hadn't seen it. You know, he did it a couple times in practice, but he came up with it in the heat race, and he just said, he looked at the times, the segments, and knew how fast it was, and he just stuck with it. Yeah. And he did that all on his own. So that was nothing for me.
Okay. And how was his bike set up today? Is talking about the bike, how was that? Like, what did you guys do? How much Daytona stuff did you put into it?
So we came here with our base setting, what we've been racing for a while, and then after first practice, didn't go so good.
Yeah.
We
13th, I think.
Yeah, we threw some different forks on that we had built for this week. He was supposed to test them this week, but he chose not to, which whatever. Yeah. And so we threw those on. And we put a different rear tire on, and that just changed the guy right there. Yep. So just a regular tire. Okay. Yep. Right. Just a regular tire.
Yeah.
We had a paddle on.
Okay.
He's not a big fan of the paddle, so we went away from that.
That'd be weird. I wouldn't think that would work anywhere nearly as good here.
I know. Yeah. I mean, I was so happy he was running the paddle. He never runs a paddle. Yeah. So he's running a paddle, and I'm stoked, and then I'm thinking, I think a hard pack tire would be better.
Yeah.
And it was.
I mean, I guess when he won the heat, you're like, hey, we're money, right?
Yep. Yeah. I think he proved that the bike was working good, and obviously he was riding good.
Oh, hey, man, congratulations. Huge, like, Anaheim won, Daytona. There's just these races that, you know, that mean something a little more to races, the teams and the riders, right?
For sure. This is a pinnacle to win. Like, I've won it a few times, but every time I win as a manager, it's just awesome. Yeah. So I get super pumped.
And what's the points like? I didn't even look yet.
I mean, we're still like 16 out, but the whole Tampa thing is still killing us, it's in the past. We're not going to talk about it. I'm not going to be an asshole because of fucking AMA and their blue flags.
I didn't like your attitude about the Lapras, honestly, on social. We'll have to disagree. We'll have to agree to disagree on that a little bit, but I mean, I get it. You're in that spot.
I mean, it's my guy coming up through there, you know what I mean? And I think Lapper should get out of the way, and I know they're part of the race. I get it. I know, but I just think they should get out of the way when they're coming up and then just jump back in behind it. But when they use the leader or the blue flag to make an advancement, that's a problem.
Yeah, I agree with that, and they never enforce it. And if they started docking points or money, that shit would stop. So they probably need to start doing that.
If they would enforce the blue flag like they do the red cross flag, it would be over. But AMA is too afraid to freaking hurt somebody's feelings. It's ridiculous. Every week it's the same thing.
It would be about a month of these guys getting fined and docked, and they would
be done. It would be done. So, I mean, they don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, or they don't have enough people to police it. I don't know.
It's the second one, I think.
Yeah. And that is going to be a difficult thing to police. It for sure will. Because you have multiple riders getting blue flags, and you're going to have to watch everyone and say, oh, get out of the way. And if they don't, you're going to dock. Like, it's a difficult thing. I get it. But we need to get control of it because, it, like, the whole Tampa thing. We are out of the race right now, you know.
I don't know if I'd say that. You've been around a long time.
You know what I mean. They hurt – it really hurt us as far as points. And if Tampa didn't happen, we would be in the lead right now. So, I mean, I'm happy, and I'm going to move forward.
Let's end this on a positive note. We had Jet Lawrence going out, Eli Tomac going out, and, like, that does take the wind out of the sails a little bit of the series. But you know what? This thing's fucking cool. Kenny just got his first win. We got the other guys winning. It's a tight points race. You're still in it. And I just, it's been a cool season, man, I think, so far, despite these injuries to high-profile riders.
Yeah, I mean, people get hurt, right? I mean, it sucks that the top guys had to get hurt, but
it's a bucket list race. Congrats. Yeah.
Thank you.
Rich Payton congratulating Larry Brooks. Yes.
I was screaming.
It is cool. All right. We're going to end this, but, yeah, it's a cool series.
Hold on. Thank you.